This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and I sit down to get you ready for week two action as the Raiders look to bounce back at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
Under pressure, he's sacked.
The matchup nightmare. Fullback Marcel Reese joins us.
Any way that I can be on the field, I'm up for it, and I look forward to it.
And Jack Del Rio and I turn the page on a forgettable season opener.
You have to move on to your next football game.
All that and more on the Silver and Black Show starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Neither one of us won our opener, so you move on to the next game. You make your corrections, you learn from the experience that you had, and then you go forward. And that's what you have to do in this league. And this league is about next. You know, the next play, the next series, the next game, and that's where our focus will go.
That was Jack Del Rio after a tough week one loss at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm Nicole Zaloumis, and welcome to the Silver and Black Show alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, there's no way to sugarcoat that one. It was a tough one to watch. The good thing about the NFL is we're on to week two. But for you and I, our job is to look at week one. What was your takeaway when watching that game on Sunday?
Well, a little disappointed in the fact that offensively we weren't able to run the ball. And consequently, it made it a little tougher for Derek Carr to get the passes down the football field. Defensively, also disappointed in the fact that they couldn't stop the run. They were killing us on the run, setting up short pass, play-action passes, and it really hurt the Raiders in the long run. So, you know, all these things have to be tightened up. But as you mentioned, there's always next week. That's what's so great about sports, the next game.
A scary sight in week one as Derek Carr stiff arms with his throwing hand. He was out of the game, but we got some good news this week. He is practicing. When you're watching that, having played that position, what's going on in your mind?
Well, I think the only thing is, as a quarterback, you're trying to protect yourself, you know, and instinctively you put out your hand on whichever side you're being harassed on, and that's exactly what happened to Carr. And unfortunately, you know, he jammed a little bit, bruised a little bit, but he's good to go.
What's going on in practice this week for the Raiders? What would you say is the initial focus or the main concern? Stopping the run continues to be an issue for them.
It does. You know, they'll look at the film. They'll see places where they were out of position, not ready to take on the onslaught of the offensive linemen and the backs going in leading up the hole. But, you know, study the game, put it behind you, and move forward, but learn from your mistakes.
There were a couple flashes that we saw, Marcel Reese being one of them, and we're going to talk to him a little later on in the show. I know it's hard to celebrate when you're coming off of a loss, right, but was it nice to see the fullback step up?
Oh, Marcel Reese has always been a guy who's ready to play each and every week, and he's tough to cover. Out of the backfield, spread out as a wide receiver, he can do it all, and he's a very dynamic guy in the sense that, you know, he makes things happen for the Raiders offensively. And, you know, personally, I like to see the ball in his hands a little bit more. But, you know, you get him the ball, and he makes things happen.
So as we do each week, Jim, we look at some headlines when it comes to this team. It's one game, and that's the beauty of the NFL. You wipe the slate clean, you move forward. It's one game. 15 other teams are in the same position as the Raiders right now. So while it was a tough loss to watch, we're moving on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you get ready for your next game. You try to learn from your previous game, the things you did good, the things you did poorly, and work on that and try to improve those. But, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, there's always next week, and week two is coming up against the Ravens, so they've got to be ready. Keep focused on that. Forget the mistakes. Play your best football and go out and take charge of this game as much as you can. You're at home again for the second week, and that should mean something.
It's one game, kind of a cliche headline. I have another cliche headline for you, and that's next man up, but that's truly the case here. There were a couple losses. Of course, you have Charles Woodson who went down and Nate Allen. So it's kind of a plug and play here for the Raiders moving forward.
Yeah, that's very common. Each and every year people go down and somebody has to step up, take their place, and sometimes, you know, you can't fill that spot. The player that they're taking the place of, sometimes it's just such a great player, it's hard to fill the role as well as he does. But other times you get a guy who steps in and actually might play better than the guy who was ahead of him at one point. And that's what you like to see, and hopefully that'll be the case with the Raiders this coming week.
And our third headline, ground the Ravens. This one's pretty obvious, but you look at these two teams, they are both hungry for a win. They're both coming off really tough losses. Especially you look at the Ravens, this was not an offense you expect from them.
Absolutely not. You know, they were handled pretty effectively by the Denver Broncos, only 73 yards rushing, barely over 100 yards passing. So that's not the Ravens that we're used to. They're well coached by John Harbaugh. I'm sure he'll get that team turned around, and the Raiders have to be ready for them.
All right, up next, a man that knows this team well. Former linebackers coach, he won a Super Bowl with them, now current Raiders coach, Jack Del Rio. He also knows one player very well. That's Elvis Dumervil. We'll preview that next.
Very disappointing. We acknowledge that. I think, you know, the biggest thing is take ownership. Starts with me. It's got to be much better.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.